When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hello, everyone. This is Paul here with another Quick Take episode for you. Thank you so much for your support, whether it's through Apple or on Patreon. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I guess we are on a little bit of a food kick here. So I've talked a little bit about cooking, also talked a little bit about top five fast food items. So you know what? Let's keep the trend going, right? Let's just make this a pattern. Let's talk about my top five favorite fast food breakfast items. All right, so fast food breakfast, totally different than fast food, right? Like some of my favorite breakfast items are at places that I would never want to go to for lunch or vice versa. So let's just talk a little bit about fast food breakfast. I do not really get a whole lot of fast food for lunch. Sometimes our family will do it for dinner, like if we're running late and I don't have any time to cook or something like that. But honestly, if I do eat out for fast food, it is more than likely going to be breakfast. So I drive our kids to school in the morning, and I have been known on occasion to stop by somewhere on the way home. You know, I got to take my kids to school. We leave at 7:40, and I normally don't start working until about 8:30 or 9. So, you know, I've got plenty of time. And so usually I will pick up something for breakfast at least once a week, if not more often than that. So let's just jump right in here. My number one favorite breakfast food item by far is the Taco Bell Bacon Breakfast Crunchwrap. Oh man, this thing is so good. If you've never had a Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell, they're fantastic. The breakfast one is the same shape. It just obviously has different filling. So what they do is they have a hash brown that they put in the middle of this thing, which somehow always stays crispy. I'm always shocked at this because you'd think it would get soggy being in the middle of this wrap, but it's got a crispy hash brown. It's got eggs. It's got cheese. They also add this like cheesy, spicy sour cream sauce that's fantastically good. And it's got really small diced pieces of bacon. And then the whole thing is wrapped in a flour tortilla. And oh my goodness, this thing is amazingly good. It's also very hearty. So I think it's like $2.39 and you don't even have to buy anything else. So my Taco Bell knows me very well. I will often just swing through, just get the bacon breakfast Crunchwrap and that's it. You really can't go wrong. It's absolutely delicious. Number two on my list, I've got the Sonic Ultimate Meat and Cheese Burrito. Now, they have a lot of different options for burritos. This one is my favorite, and I think you're going to see a little bit of a pattern here, but the Ultimate Meat and Cheese Burrito has bacon and sausage and egg and cheese, and here's what sets it apart. They throw tater tots in there as well, and so you get that nice crisp from the tater tots along with all the meats and the cheeses, and they also give packets of a picante sauce. And it's really delicious. I always get an extra sauce packet, and you really can't go wrong with that one either. They do also have another one that's called like the Classic Sonic Burrito or something, and that one's got like tomato and onion. Normally, I love stuff like that in a burrito, but they just don't cut them. They're like giant pieces in the burrito, so I don't really care for that one. So this is about as unhealthy as your breakfast can get. It's strictly, I mean, it's called the meat and cheese burrito, right? Like, this is not really a healthy breakfast whatsoever, but we're talking fast food, right? It's not supposed to be healthy. All right, the next one on my list, I've got the Chick-fil-A chicken minis. I know some people ride really hard for their biscuits. I am not a very big biscuit fan. I would rather eat something that is a little bit, I know people hate this word, but something that's more moist than a biscuit. Biscuits just tend to be so dry, and you have to put a ton of butter on them. And at this point, it's like, I'd rather just eat something else. So I'm not crazy about their biscuits, but the chicken minis are like a very sweet bread that I think they brush with like honey or something on the top because it's got a little bit of sweetness. You get that chicken nugget right in the middle. I think the chicken minis are absolutely delightful. That is one of my go-tos as well. With Chick-fil-A, you can get the combo with the hash browns. Really good. Can't go wrong. I think I've said that for all these items, but you really can't go wrong with the chicken minis. Coming in at number four, I'm going to have the McDonald's sausage McGriddles. All right. Now, any breakfast sandwich from McDonald's is good. I love the classic egg McMuffin. I love the sausage McMuffin with egg. They're all fantastic. But the McGriddles are certainly even more unhealthy, but I think that it's really fun to get this if I am just kind of in the mood and I haven't been to McDonald's in a long time. The McGriddles are like a pancake that has syrup baked into it. And so the syrup doesn't run. Like, you could eat this in your car if you needed to, but you've got these two things that are basically akin to pancakes. And then in the middle, you've got your eggs and your cheese and a nice sausage patty. And that's, I really like this one a lot because you're getting the salt, you're getting sweet, and it is absolutely delightful. So if I'm going to eat at McDonald's, the sausage McGriddles is usually my go-to, but if I don't want something quite that fatty, then I'll go with like the normal egg McMuffin. I mean, I'm not saying that it's necessarily all that healthier, but it just comes down to whether or not you want something a little more greasy or something that's a little bit more dry. Excuse me, more dry. And then lastly on the list, I'm going to come in with an item from Burger King. This was my childhood favorite fast food item, and it's the French toast sticks. So basically, they just like cut up bread into some long strips, they deep fry it, and then they serve it with packets of syrup. And they're really delicious. I mean, what else can you really say? They're crispy. You get that syrup that you get to dunk it in. And sometimes if I get like a breakfast sandwich and French toast sticks, I'll eat the French toast sticks first. And sometimes I'll pour just a little bit of the syrup on the breakfast sandwich. So like at Burger King, they also have a really good ham, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich. And sometimes I'll just put a little bit of syrup on that. And then that's also really good because you get to mix the ham with the syrup. And there's something really magical when you take ham and you add a little bit of sweetness, whether it's like a honey baked ham or a syrup of some sort. Burger King is one of those places. It's probably dead last on my list of where I would want to eat for lunch or dinner. But if it's breakfast, I like a few of their options quite a bit. So summarizing it up here, we got the Taco Bell Bacon Breakfast Crunchwrap. We've got the Sonic Ultimate Meat and Cheese Burrito, Chick-fil-A Chicken Minis, McDonald's Sausage McGriddles, and the Burger King French Toast Sticks. So if you guys have any thoughts on this, come let us know. We'd love to hear you on Discord or on social media. You know, what breakfast items do you guys like? If you have something that I didn't list here, I want to know about it. You know, so this is a two-way street. I'm giving you guys my suggestions. I definitely want to hear yours as well. So anyway, next time that you're hungry in the morning, maybe this will help you out. Maybe no one cares. I don't know. I just find it fun to talk about. So do with this as you will. And I think we'll probably take a little bit of a break from food here, but we'll see what we come up with here for the next one. We'll see you guys then. Hope you're all having a great day. Go out and enjoy those games. We'll see you next time. We'll